It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hughey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. We have a studio full today, and this is going to be fun. Always enjoy the opportunity, didn't get it last year, to visit with the candidates for the Rose Queen for the State Center Rose Festival. Their sponsor, Renee Chaplin, is with us, and we are going to introduce the ladies here who will be competing on Thursday night. And one of them will be coronated. Is that right?
Crowned.
That's better. Coronated sounds kind of weird. We'll be crowned as the Rose Queen on Friday night. Renee, thank you for being here and for bringing these gals in. I ask you this question the last couple of times we've had to do that. How does this field of queen candidates compare to some of the others in the past?
I was just talking to a friend this morning about this group, and I said, boy, they're either really, really mature or just very, very quiet. I think it's both, but I also think it's because 7:30 practices. I think some of them maybe stay up late and they have a softball or whatever, but they're just tired and quiet. So I'm seeing a different side of them today.
Okay. So, are you guys mature or quiet?
Both.
Both. Okay, here we go. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to let them introduce themselves to you, and then I will interrogate them. Very nicely, but I will interrogate them. Let's start with you.
Hi, my name is Kaylin Poley, and I'm the daughter of Aaron and Angie Poley, and I have one brother named Hunter.
All right.
Hi, my name is Bailey Butler, and I'm the daughter of Tim and Chris Butler, and I have one older sibling, Cody Butler.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Eleanor Vanetta. I am the daughter of Steve and Diane Vanetta, and I have one older sister, Raylene.
Hi, my name is Ari Duncan, and I am the daughter of Jennifer and Justin Duncan, and I have two siblings, a brother and a sister.
Hi, my name is Emma Stanley, and I am the daughter of Tim and Heather Stanley, and I have one younger sister, Avery.
They all passed the first test with flying colors.
Yes, they
all
did.
Five of them did a great job there. Now we're going to start in reverse order, and I'm sure... Yeah, I says, I know. I'm sorry, Emma. We're going to start with you. But the question, the obvious question is, why did you decide to become a part of this pageant and try to become Rose Queen this year?
I wanted to be a part of Rose Queen just for the experience and representing State Center. And also, I was a 2011 Little Miss Rosebud, and I thought, why not be another opportunity, I guess.
All right. Ari, what about you?
I decided to run for Rose Queen because I've always enjoyed going out and talking to people, making new friends and all that, and I thought this would be a great way for me to make new friends and learn how to become better in our community and stuff like that.
Eleanor.
I secretly wanted to ride in all the convertibles in the parades, and I just loved the culture of our community and wanted to be more a part of it.
All right. And Bailey.
I wanted the experience to go out and get more involved in the community and represent the great town of State Center like I did in 2010 with Little Miss Rosebud.
Okay, a couple of them here, huh? Okay, Kaylin, your turn.
I've seen so many great Rose Queens represent the community the past few years, and I wanted to help carry on the tradition.
All right. All great reasons. Now, one question that I always ask the candidates when I have the opportunity to talk with them is because, you know, you have, I'm sure you all have different interests. All kinds of different things that you do. So let me ask you, and I'm going to start in the middle this time with Eleanor. And what is it? What do you enjoy doing? Are you into athletics? Are you into band or dance or anything? What do you enjoy doing the most?
I'm kind of a music nerd. I love singing, and I'm in all the band things I can be in. So yeah.
So that's good. Okay, Bailey.
You can catch me in the show barn working on with my livestock every weekend and every morning.
So you probably have some county fair duties still coming up, right?
Yep, that's coming up next month.
Yeah. Okay, Ari, what do you think?
I'm really into FFA in our school, and I've been a part of that since my freshman year, and this year I actually got the opportunity to serve as president, so.
Emma, I can't let you go last another time. What about you?
I play softball, and I would consider myself a pretty decent golfer, and that's what I like to do in my free time, along with fishing with my dad.
Oh, nice. Last but not least, Kaylin.
I'm big into athletics and band at school. So.
Okay. Now, this is kind of an open question. Whoever wants to try this one, let me ask you this. Who have you gotten to know better while you've been working on the practices and getting ready for the pageant and the talent show? Is there somebody? I mean, I know you're a small community, relatively speaking, but it's not that small. So did you all? I'm sure you not all have been best friends all along, right?
I'd say I got to know Emma quite better because we don't really talk in school, but like we were still like acquaintances. But I've got to know who she is as a person, so.
And that's Ari. So, Emma, what do you say about that?
Well, I mean, I kind of make myself very out there, so I feel like everyone got the chance to know the real me.
Anybody else want to tackle that? Okay, Kayla?
I definitely got to know Ellie better. Her and I are in band together, but I've learned a lot more about her future plans and things like that.
You want to take a crack at this, baby?
I've honestly, like, got to know Ari better. Like, I've been in a whole bunch of stuff with her, but getting to do something this close with her definitely got me to know her better.
Eleanor?
I think I've gotten to know all the girls better. Getting to know their future plans and what their true passions are through their talent and what they're really good at and things like that.
Well, let me ask you about this. What are your future plans? You're all seniors-to-be, correct?
Correct.
So once you get through that senior year, Bailey, what do you think you'd be doing after that?
I'm going to go to college for athletic training and then go to physical therapy school.
Okay.
Kaylin? I plan to attend UNI to get my master's in communication sciences and disorders.
Ooh, a Panther. I like that. That's my alma mater. Emma, I'll put you in the middle this time. How about that?
I'm going to go to Iowa State and go into elementary education.
Okay. Ari?
I plan to attend Iowa State and major in agricultural education.
And Eleanor?
I plan on going to the University of Iowa to study music education.
So let's go back. I'm going to give you a break, a chance for you five to breathe. And let me ask you, Renee Chaplin, what have you seen? What has impressed you about this group? Have you been going through the practices and getting them ready for Thursday night's pageant and talent show, which, by the way, is at 7 o'clock?
What has impressed me the most is their adaptability and diversity. The auditorium at the school is under construction, mm-hmm. and we never knew, like, we'd come in for practices and we might be in a hallway, we might be in a classroom. Currently, we're practicing in the middle school cafeteria. But also everything that I've ever asked of them, you know, whether it's, I need you to have your speeches ready for the first practice. I mean, I had girls come and they had it memorized by the first practice. They had their questions. I mean, instant responses. That is where I'm saying I think this is a very mature group of girls. And, you know, high school students today are so busy and with their schedules and that they can still put in the time and dedication to this is very impressive. And so just everything that they do, their talents, they're amazing. Their personalities. I could go on and on and on, but we don't have enough time.
They're over here going, no, please keep going on and on, right? Right? Keep going on and on. So question back to you, ladies. Ari, I'll start with you. What makes you the most nervous about Thursday night and the pageant?
What makes me most nervous, I would say, is probably giving my speech and not being able to see, like, everybody out in the crowd. So I'll feel like it's just, like, me up there alone.
a feeling of being stranded out there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Kaylin?
I'm definitely most nervous for my talent. I mean, I've gone over it a bunch of times, but playing it in front of a whole crowd of people is a lot different than playing it in the cafeteria in the morning.
I would imagine so. Eleanor?
I'm most nervous to trip on my dress and make a big scene.
Bailey?
I'm most nervous for my talent and, like, falling on my face. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
Emma?
I'm probably most nervous just to, like, forget something, you know, being in front of everyone. But I have some confidence that I won't forget it. So,
so do you know, is there any one of you in particular that has had more experience being in front of a crowd, or is this all kind of a new experience for you?
I'm in the musicals and plays a lot, so I feel like I'm pretty good at standing on the stage and being pretty.
So have any of your colleagues here asked for your advice on how you handle that?
No.
No? What do you think, Ari? What is it difficult to that? Is this something different for you?
No, not really. I'm big into competition stuff, like through FFA and all that, so this is pretty normal. So,
anybody else? Yes, Kayla.
I'm a drum major for our marching band, so I'm very used to standing up in front of crowds and talking to a bunch of people.
Well, not to dissuade you from that, but don't drum majors most of the time have their backs to the crowd?
It depends. Sometimes. But, like,
Not all the time. Last year, I definitely
conducted toward the crowd, so.
Let me ask why. It's a silly question sometimes, but it's a question, you know. Was this an idea that you really wanted to do, each one of you, or did you have somebody come up to you and say, listen, you need to get in this pageant to go for Rose Queen? Bailey?
So it was pretty much my idea. I just came home and I was like, Mom, Dad, I'm going to do it. And they're like, oh, that's really stepping outside your comfort zone. So, yeah.
Emma?
I kind of had the idea on my own. I was most nervous about a talent because I wouldn't say I'm a super talented person, but now I'm just like, it's so fun and it's going to be great.
Ari, what about you?
Ever since I moved here my freshman year, I've always watched like the Rose Queen pageants and all that, and I wanted to be a part of it. So when I got the chance, I joined.
Eleanor?
I kind of started this whole process kind of as a joke. Ari said she was going to run, and I promised her that I could beat her. So I started going out for it.
Oh, we're going to keep score now, are we, Kayla?
Like Ari, I've watched the Rhodes pageant for the past few years, and I always thought that they did a great job with their talents and their speeches, and I wanted to give it a shot as well.
So how many of you have grown up? Yeah, I know, Ari, you mentioned moving in. Have all of you grown up in State Center? So you're the only carpetbagger? Is that an advantage or not going into something like this? Because they've seen these all their lives, and you've only observed it for a few years, Ari.
I would say it's probably an advantage more because, like, they've obviously seen so many years of it, and I've only got to see a little bit. So it's more of like a, I don't know how you would say that, but, you know, I got to see a little bit more than they probably would, so.
Don't worry. Kyle's just giving me a time cue because I don't always turn around and look at the phone. How difficult, Renee, has it been to get these girls in the situation where you mentioned they haven't practiced on stage, so it's going to be a new environment and probably a better environment than sitting there trying to practice while they're watching people parade through cafeterias and all that. But
yeah, we see the basketball boys and girls every morning. I would say, I mean, like I said, they have adapted, and the one time when we were on the stage, it was one of our best practices or rehearsals. So I have the utmost confidence in each one of them that they're going to go out Thursday night, and it's going to be one of the nicest Rose Queen pageants in a long time.
All right, I've got one final question for you five contestants. Has Renee done anything that's really, you've said, why is she making us do that? Anybody want to fess up here?
Come on, Emma.
You know, just our morning practices. Not that it's that big of a deal, but it's been fun. Everyone makes it so fun to wake up early and be there at the practices.
It's better to get there and be semi-awake, right?
Yes, no.
Anybody else? Yes, Bailey.
One of the first meetings we had, she was like, so what's all your guys' talent? And I hadn't even thought of it. Like, it was one of my last things. But I was like, I might as well start now.
What is your talent?
I'm doing a hip-hop dance. Okay. So.
What's your talent going to be?
I'm playing the piano.
You're playing the piano. Eleanor?
I'm singing.
You're singing? I'm surprised by that.
I know, right?
I'm doing a palm routine.
Okay.
And I'm doing a tap dance.
I tell you what, you ladies have done a great job. You've put up with me for the last 15 minutes or so. And, you know, best of luck to you all. I hope you really have a good time Thursday night. And again, the pageant and talent show is Thursday night, 7 o'clock at the high school auditorium, right?
Yes.
And then the coronation will be Friday night at 7.
At the beautiful Rose Garden in State Center, Iowa.
And that is Renee Chaplin, who is, as the note I was given, the boss lady for the Queen pageant. All right. Kaylin Poley, Bailey Butler, Eleanor Venata, Ari Duncan, and Emma Stanley. Thank you all. Best of luck. Have a great time, won't you?
Thank you.
And we thank you all for joining us on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.